our Redeemer, died on the cross. Amen. Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his dues. Sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Chiefest of sinners, Jesus will save. All he has promised, that will he do. Washed in the fountain, open for sin, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when over you. Judgment is coming, all will be there, each one receiving justly his due. Hide in the saving, sin-cleansing blood, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, great compassion, oh, boundless love, oh, loving kindness, faithful and true. Faith in the shelter under the blood, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass, I will pass.
God bless you all. God bless you all. There was a thirsty woman who was drawing from a well. Her life was ruined and wasted. Her soul was bound for him. But then she met the Master, who told her of her sin. He said, if you'll drink from this fountain, you'll never thirst again. There is a river that flows from deep within. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin. Come to this water. There is a vast supply. For there is a river that never shall run dry. There came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind. It filled their hearts with singing, and it gave them peace within. The prophet gave the promise that the Spirit would descend, and from your inner being a river with no end. There is a river that flows from deep within. That frees the soul from sin. Come to this water. There is a vast supply. For there is a river that never shall run dry.
I was that thirsty woman, you guys. We'll sing that first part again. I was that thirsty woman. This is my testimony. He saved me from the world. I have to be grateful to praise him. I wasn't dressing right. I wasn't living right. I wasn't doing anything right. He did it for me. Whether this song sounds right or not, whether I'm hoarse or not, it's for his glory. I just want to thank him. This song came straight to my heart to do for tonight. I just want to sing that beginning part again, because that is just, it's the truth for me. It's just, it's the gospel truth. I can't lie. It's just the truth.
There was a thirsty woman.
That's me.
Who was drawing from a well. My life was ruined and it was wasted. My soul was bound
for hail. Hallelujah. But then I met the Master, and he told me of my sin, and he told me if I ever would come and drink from this fountain, I'll never thirst again. There is a river that flows from deep within. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin. Come to this water. There is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. There is a river that flows from deep within. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin. Come to this water. There is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry.
Amen. Appreciate that, sister. Let's all stand. We'll get ready to change over service. If I might just give you a quick update on Brother Howe. Oh, I don't know if you know, but we moved him to the landings in Limestone Parkway. And he's doing so much better. He's walking on his own. He's stable. He's holding his head up. He's alert. He's awake. He's not sleeping all the time. And I just appreciate every one of y'all's prayers. Sunday night while we were there, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Janet's family came through the Cool Spring Baptist Church, and they were having a church come that evening to have a little ministry. And it happened to be Cool Spring Baptist Church. And so a lot of people that knew Hal, it was just a wonderful night. But here's my point is, you know, Jen and I came with her to hear. And the message the preacher preached, we're just so blessed. They don't even talk about the Son of Man ministry. I'm just telling you, you need to be joyful and rejoice in what's being preached. Amen. I look at it this way, and correct me if I'm wrong, but they're just stuck in another church age, not moving on with the Lord. And I'm just thankful for the ministry here. Amen. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
You want to see him tonight? We've seen him in song. Amen. We've seen him in what you did before you got here, I hope. Scripture reading and praying and getting ready for the service. And now we're going to see him in his word. That's where we want to see him. Face final resting places where? In emotion? No. Loud music? No. Then the word of God. Amen. It is in the word of God, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Good to be here in the middle of the week. Good to have everybody back. Brother Aaron back and Brother Luis back with us. God bless you. Thank you. Brother Andre called and said they had a good time this weekend. And to tell everybody hello. For those of you who don't know Brother Andre, he is a good brother. And he's somebody that's he's always been solid. He's always been, he told me today, he said, when we're not having service, he said, we're watching you guys. So we appreciate that. So I told him he could have found something else better to do, but he said he was watching it on us. So just keep them in your prayer. He's got Brother Charlie Woodby's old church up there. Not, I say old church, it's just been up there a long time. So I pray that we'll pray that they will continue on. They've had a couple of deaths in the past few months. So we just want to keep them in prayer. Also keep Brother Richard Wilson, different ones. We're praying for those, but let's go ahead and turn to John 1. Let me get the announcements out of the way. Remember Sunday, Brother Bob and myself will be gone. I'll be at Brother Richard Hyatt's. I'm actually leaving tomorrow afternoon, going to Illinois for a few days working and planting some food plots and stuff. So, and I'll be at Brother Richard Hyatt's on Sunday. So, and I think June and Regina are going to her dad's. Just remember him in prayer. He's frustrated that he can't see really well, and it kind of, it gets to him. And we're humans. It just gets to all of, things get to all of us. And we just want to pray for him, though, that the Lord will comfort him in his old age. All right, being 86, rocking on 87. He appreciates prayer. He sure does. He says he does all the time. So also remember Sunday, Brother John will be doing Sunday school, and Brother Luis will be doing Sunday morning. Brother Aaron will be doing Sunday afternoon. Brother Landland will be here on the 24th, 1 week from today. Brother Rolando Genesis will be here. He's been here a couple of times before. And I asked him at camp meeting. I said, because I gave him a dado blade. If you don't know what a dado blade is, it's a stack blade, and it helps you to cut rabbit joints, not rabbit ears, rabbit joints, but it's joints that you can put drawers and stuff together, and I use them to put bee boxes together. No, that's not. That's dovetail. Mm-mm. That's dovetail. You can make a dovetail joint, but this one is a rabbit joint. It's like an L, and you take and stick this part in, and you can nail it both places. Anyway, so that was about 3 years ago. He still got it. He just keeps it sharpened. 3 years he kept that blade. So, and I still use it. So that tells you that he can't go to the store and buy one. He couldn't buy one. It's just too expensive for him to buy. So I gave him one and a few years ago, and he's still using it. So he'll be here Wednesday night. Also on the 28th, Brother William Borlevon will be here. Remember to get a calendar back there in the back. If you don't have one, we have it here the first part of the service, and it's on the first page of our website, thanks to Brother Joe and the different ones to put the calendar of events all the way to the end of the of this year. So just remember these in your prayer. I know we all have requests that we want to take before the Lord. Before we do that, let me read my I like quote of the day, but that's something somebody else generated. I want a theme. I want a quote for me. I want something for me, so I get my own quote. I don't have nothing against quote of the day. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But that's generated from somewhere over yonder, somewhere out in the internet somewhere. I want one for me. So listen to this. Resurrection of Lazarus, 1951. God told Aaron, that's what we're going to talk about tonight a little bit more, about Aaron's rod. He said, now don't try to keep any of that over. If you keep it over, it'll spoil. That's what's the matter with a whole lot of the Pentecostal people. You keep it over. I had an experience 20 years ago. Brother, that experience has got wiggle tails in it today. What about right now? You say, when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I had joy, peace, long-suffering. What about now? That experience that back there is done gone. What about a new one today? Each day they gathered new manna. And a manna is a perfect type of the Holy Ghost coming from God. Everybody with me? Coming from God, the sustainer to take them through the wilderness, as the Spirit is the sustainer, what? For us today, to take us through this journey. We're on our road to the promised land, is that right? In my Father's house and many mansions. If it wasn't so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you, is that right? We're on our way to the promised land. Notice, we're fed daily by the Holy Spirit coming down from God out of heaven. I hope so. I hope you get something every day, some nugget, some little something from God out of heaven, sweet to our souls like honey in a rock. I have to have it every hour of my life or I die. That's true. It has to come to me or I can't live. It'll come, have to come to you or you won't live. That's right. Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, thank you for this day that you give us. We appreciate the time you give us on earth, Father. Now we pray that you just be with us in the furtherment of this service. Lord, you be the active participant. You be the one that does the speaking and the one that does the revealing. Father, I pray that you just be with each one that's sick and not with us. Be with the ones, Lord, that are traveling, myself, Brother Bob, different ones that are traveling, June and Regina, different ones. Lord, we pray that you'd be with them. Thank you for bringing the ones that were traveling back home to us, Lord. We pray now that you'd just sanctify us for this journey, Lord. We've all had our hands up, Lord, with many requests, and I pray, Lord, that each request will be mentioned, not so much mentioned by the word being preached of that exact word, but as the word goes forth, someone will catch something and say, that ain't nothing but the truth. And then you can take that and hold on to it and take it with you in your daily walk. Lord, thank you for all the things you've given us. Forgive us of our sins and bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. And that word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You may be seated, and the Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. In 1 Thessalonians, we were talking about Sunday. We'll get back on to this. I was thinking about something a couple of days ago about continuing on, and I haven't got ready to get to start with the virtues because that big old thing down there says faith, and it's a big old wide foundation, so we're going to have to preach a little bit wider. A little bit wider foundation to get where we need to go before we can have virtue, before we can have the knowledge of God, the virtue of God. We have to come under a place to where, like I say on Sunday, the Holy of Holies is where we need to be. But we don't need to stay in that Holy of Holies. We got to come back out and live our life. Then we got to go back through that second stage again of justification, sanctification, baptism, and Holy Ghost. As if you never did it, you die daily. And the anointing of the baptism of the Holy Ghost to make you. To make your mind, to renew your mind, to take it over to the part that where God wants you to see these, not in a natural form, but in a spiritual form, but you got to apply it naturally. All right, everybody with me? You got to apply it naturally, but it comes in a spiritual form. Because if you look up the word virtue, it's just virtue means virtuous, live a virgin life. That's not what it is. You can be a virgin every day of your life and die and go to hell. But you can't have the virtue of God and that strength coming out of you and die and go to hell. I said the virtue of God going out forth from you, that means you're born again, all right? First Thessalonians says that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel. And that's what we're doing. We're learning how to possess our vessel. I hope we all in this 55 parts now, we've learned a little bit about the new birth. We've learned about justification. We've learned about sanctification. We've learned about more about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I've learned more since I've started speaking than I knew before. So it's not for just y'all. It's for all of us. It starts from here and goes back that way. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Romans 12, verse 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. Not your neighbor's mind, not your wife's mind, your mind. Right. So it's an individual affair with God. It's you and God alone in that Holy of Holies, and he has transformed. There is no way, I don't believe there is no way that a high priest could go in that Holy of Holies and be the same person when he walked out. He was in the presence of something supernatural. He was in the presence of something he'd never felt that presence before. He was in the presence of something that what? Changed his life and the life of a nation. Amen? So the renewing of your mind that what? That you may prove. Listen, God's going to prove it, but he's going to prove it through you. He's going to prove his word through you. If not, it's just dead letters on a page. All right, everybody with me? That you may prove what is that good and acceptable. That priest had to be acceptable as he went through. He was accepted here. He was accepted here. He had to put all the clothes he had to put on. And then he was accepted by one man only, and that was God in the Holy of Holies. All right? Good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hebrews 4, verse 15. This is where we were looking at we'll look at it in just a minute. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now something changed from that Old Testament where only one person could go in. And the whole nation had to depend on that one person to go in. To where now it switched over to where now the curtain, the veil has been rent. Every person that does not go in is doomed. All right, so something changed. So what changed? I believe it came in that rod. There's a reason that rod was put in that ark. Now we read why it was put in the ark. But the Bible tells us, and we'll read it in just a few minutes, that we're promised a rod to come out of the stem of Jesse. A lineage of humanity, because I was looking at Brother Branham in 1955. Brother Branham said on the message, the ark, he said, wood always speaks of humanity. So there was the wood. Wood speaks of humanity. So let's look at the only way to get there, though, is by the new birth. You can't jump from the curtain on the outside and just jump your way all the way through. You can't get in. Because it's sheltered, it's covered, it's a secret, it's a mystery. But that mystery is not a mystery if you've walked through into the number two court. If you walked in number three court, it's not a mystery anymore. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. He's the one that you got to go meet. And once you meet him, it shouldn't be a mystery anymore. Amen? So now let's start. We know the first stage of this whole thing, we've been talking about it for 50 sermons, is the birth. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Those people were Israelites. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby you cry, Abba, Father. Now that's baby form, all that we've been talking about, justification, sanctification, that's the outer court. The inner court, the Holy of Holies. You were born again in the Holy of Holies, but you're not going to stay there because now there's a new and living way. You're not going to stay there. You're going to come out, and you're going to declare that you need to go back there. You need to go back there. You need to have the new birth. You need to have what I got. Amen? Everybody all right? The Spirit itself bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Listen, that high priest didn't become a high priest when he got to number three. It was required he was already a high priest. It was required that he started living a better life. That he had a renewing of his mind. He had his clothes changed. Amen? He had his clothes changed. He had to change from just common clothes and put on the right kind of clothes. The right color had to be together. It had to be made with holy hands. We read it. And then he had to walk a certain way where the pomegranates and the bells were holy. Ding, 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 ding. Kept in ding, 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 ding. And everybody was listening to it. And when it stopped, he was either in front of God or he was dead. Then all of a sudden, you hear him in just a few minutes. Ding, 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 ding. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I bet he came out of that thing, not like some of y'all, a bunch of sour pusses. He probably come out of that going, I've been with God. I have met God face to face in there. Now, Moses, pretty common to him. He's met God lip to ear, face to face, and he's talked to God all the time. But this one individual, whether it be Aaron, whether it be his sons, or whether it be different ones, the lineage of Levi, only one guy got to go back in there. And he had to go through all kind of, I was reading it today, I think it was, all the things you had to, they didn't just say, all right, boy, this is your year to be the high priest. No, 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 you had to go through stages. You had to prove yourself. You had to make yourself available. You had to do certain things. You had to do things right. Do it the right way. Because if you didn't do it right, what was it? It was death. Right. It was literal death for them. Now, you and I come to this thing called spiritual death. We can be just as alive as we want to and be spiritually dead. But that high priest, his very breathable human life was in jeopardy if he was wrong when he went behind that Holy of Holies. All right, but see, by grace, he didn't have a, sure he had a grace covering, but not like me and you. Right. He didn't have a grace covering like we have a grace covering. We have a grace covering that if we do make a mistake, come on, people, you think, if you do make a mistake, you're still able to go to the Holy of Holies. You're still able to go behind the veil. Amen? Amen. Because somebody, the supreme high priest, went there for you. He just laid that grace veil down. And like what I said about the water coming down, you know, the blood, he walked, and you to get to it, you got to walk through it. That's right. Amen? Right. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. I want us all to be glorified together. I was thinking about the when we were baptizing Sister Sharon last Saturday. I want us all to be baptized. I want us all to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And I want us all to be living, breathing instrumentalities of God. Everybody. Even those of you that sat there like this. Something's got to stir somewhere. But you know what? It can't be stirred unless it's planted. That's why I want to talk to these people. I was listening to another preacher watching the other day. You know, he was preaching again on the seed. And how that all the seeds in Genesis were laying in the ground. Well, that's okay. That's creation. But that's not me. I want to be like Matthew. Matthew said a sower went to sow seed. The sower was the Son of Man. The only way you're going to get the new birth is know who Jesus Christ is. And he's the one that sows the word. It's not that the word was already in you and he just walks up to you and wah, 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 and this thing comes to life. No. No. Why did he tell the parable? Why did he just tell the parable? Here stands a sower and here stands the devil. No. Remember, Son of Man is throwing seed. Seed is what? Seed is the word of God. He's planting the word of God. Satan's planting his word. God's people's coming up. Satan's people are coming up. They weren't there. They had to be sown in. You got to have the word sown in your soul. Got to come through the outlets up here, and then it's what? Goes into your ground, your fertile ground, your humanity, as we're going to talk about this afternoon for a minute. Brother Bob, I couldn't get away from the rod. I just kept, and what you can see all down through here. You know, even the Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child. But you remember one thing? When we get to it, we think that is a rod of correction. How do you correct somebody? By Jesus Christ. the rod that came out of the stem of Jesse is how you correct your children. Yeah, they need to have a little protoplasmic stimulation, as Brother Brown said. That means a spanking, and I doubt you ever got one. You either, and maybe them four back there was next to Ryan. Maybe. Gabby's pretty tough. I'm blaming her, not you. Blaming her. And Gabby's going, a model couple. They keep their kids in line. Yeah. But instead of envying them, we... And never mind, whatever. Instead of envying them, we talk about them. That's kind of the way the devil is, you know. You get a Holy Ghost-filled person doing something right, and you always got the devil going, yeah, but. Yeah, but what? So anyway, we'll get to it in a minute. So justification is what? The outer court. Sanctification is the inner court. And then the Holy of Holies, and we'll look at it in a minute, is the new birth. There's always three is perfection. Is that correct? Seven's completion, three is perfection. So God is perfected in threes. The prophet of God tells us there's a three-room house that we live in. What? Kitchen, living room, bedroom. Everybody with me? All right? Also, there's what? Justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We can't do without any of those. Can't skip one. You can be at a certain one, but you can't skip one to get to the other. How can you be sanctified if God hadn't already forgiven you of your past? Think about it. And how can he give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost if he hadn't got rid of your sin?
Right.
Amen? He won't dwell in an unclean vessel. He's not going to just come and just go, I'm in here. No, there's a process that we have to go through. We have to go through with, thank God for a prophet that told us what a body was and in five senses, and what a spirit was with five senses, and what a soul was with faith or doubt. One sense. Somebody said the soul doesn't have two senses. It's one. Faith or doubt, not faith and doubt. Because until you're born again, you doubt everything. Amen? That old critical spirit. Gosh, I hate that thing. Phew. Can't find nothing good about nothing. Win $1 million lottery and think you should have won the $1 billion one. Outer court, inner court, and Holy of Holies. You got an outer court. We'll look at it in a minute. An inner court and a Holy of Holies. As you go further toward God, it gets more secret. Everybody with me? It gets more intimate. It gets more close, because outer court, there's just hundreds of people walking around. Hundreds of animals being sacrificed. And probably hundreds of priests. Then you've got a certain amount of high priests, though, that go into the next court. Curtain falls. But remember, it's got candlestick, it's got shewbread, it's got altar of incense. Then you've got in the Holy of Holies, you got one thing. You've got one thing, but inside that one thing is three things. Everybody with me? Inside this one thing, it's three things. The Word, the manna, which Brother Brown just said was the type of the Holy Ghost. All right? All right? And your humanity. This is what ties you to this whole thing. Not this. This ties you to it. Wood represents humanity. Why did they put wood? That's not wood. That come from heaven. That's manna. God created that. Man did not, in nowhere in any restaurant has this ever been created. Brother Bram said it had everything you needed. Everything they needed for their journey. And how, Lord, can you do without the Word? The Ten Commandments, the Word of God. Brother Brown said the seals. God wrote these on a mountain, wrote them with his finger, and pulled them out and said, here, take these down there and give them to the people. So inside this ark, there's three. Three things. Everybody with me? All right? So it gives you a new spirit. So the second realm, or justification, you go in there and there's the shewbread. Shewbread. Altar of incense, seven golden candlesticks. They had to keep the candlesticks going. They would go out. So you had to keep it going. Sanctification, the unclean spirit goes out. I want us to realize when we get into number two and number three, that unclean spirit, we just got to keep, it's got to be a daily. I was reading back there because I've got this, my mind's on sticks and rods and stuff like that. Well, go back to Sister Shepherd's dream. What was coming out of the top box? What was coming out? Sticks. You still got sticks. Rods you need to get rid of. Sticks we need to get rid of. Sticky things we need to get rid of. Amen? Because a stick will stick you. So I'll give you a new spirit. Now remember, it's not God's spirit. Until you get to the Holy of Holies, that's where you get God's spirit. All right, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Seeing you purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you want love one another with a pure heart fervently. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Everybody's all right? Amen. Amen. I'm going to drop this down a little bit, make it where it won't be so, where I can get it in. Pete, move back over there. Technology is wonderful. Okay, so now that you got here's the tabernacle. So down here, you go in. We're going to see a picture of it in a minute. You got your outer court, the altar of sacrifice. So many, many, many thousands of sacrifices. The Bible tells us, I believe it's the book of Kings, when you come up to Solomon's temple, they couldn't even count the sacrifices that were being made because they wanted to do one for this one and have one for this one. Untold thousands. So that outer court was a mess. And until you're born again, you're a mess. But at least you get inside them walls. Get inside. Get into that court. Get into that outer court where there is an altar of sacrifice, which was made out of what, Brother Luis? Brass. Signifies what? Judgment. Device judgment is going on. Then the laver where they wash off and then they walk into the holy place, not the Holy of Holies. Because your next step of sanctification, you're getting in line for God to give you the Holy Ghost. So you've got to go through that. But I want to read you a quote in just a little while, but I want you to realize something. Aaron's rod had to go through that room. But it never came to life until it got in that Holy of Holies. The high priest carried that, all them sticks. You know, Moses got all them sticks. He walked through every court. Not a one of them done anything. But when he went in that Holy of Holies and laid them down, the next day, Aaron's rod budded. It had to be in front of life before it could have life. Because listen, we were all born dead sticks. I'm getting to something here. We're all born dead rods. And without the Holy Ghost, you're still a dead rod. Jesus even became a dead rod. We'll read it in just a minute. Amen. So this is now the most holy place, the Ark of the Covenant. Nothing in there but that ark. But inside that ark, there was three things. Manna. And then there was the ark, the two tables of stone, and then Aaron's rod. Why was Aaron's rod mixed in with all that? Why was there a rod? Because it had to be something tied with humanity. And it had to be dead before it went in there. I mean, what in the world? It would look really rough. Look up there in the corner. You see that green tree that they've kind of got planted out there? That'd be kind of rough to pick that tree up. You've helped Jacob, and so have I. Big old roots or something, you just don't reach up and pull it out. No. You get you a big old backhoe or something, and you get a forklift, and when you pull that thing up, a ball of roots comes out this big around. Now, we're going to drag that through the Holy of Holies, into the Holy of Holies. No, God requires one rod, one person, one you. Because he's going to do something with you after he's going to plant you, according to Psalms 1, by a river of living water. Amen. Praise the Lord. Boy, I had a good one. But there's the outer court. I like the way they got this little, bless his little heart, they got this little lamb laying right here, this little figurine laying on a table. But that's what it was. But it wasn't that pretty, I'll promise you. There was red flowing everywhere. There was guts flowing everywhere. And in your justification, you are a mess. And listen, even when you're born again and come back out, when you go through that second stage of justification, you got to go through that same process again. Because Sister Shepherd was going through that same process again. Isn't that right? She was already born again. Brother Branham, I'm born again. She was standing in pure water, Brother Branham said. But, coming out of that pyramid, or her life, was sticks and trash. We still got sticks and trash. We're going to be sticky, the prophet of God said, until we're finished with this thing. But praise God, he made provisions that we can get in there. And that dead stick can come to life. And be a miracle, because it was not planted in there. It was just laying in there. Laying in sin and trespass. You were just laying there. You were dead. Oh, yeah, you had a cigarette and a beer and you were partying. You were alive. No, you were dead as that dead stick was before it went into that ark. But you still had to go through that outer court, the inner court, the Holy of Holies. Aaron had those sticks, those rods. He had to move them through there. No life. But when he laid them before God, when you lay yourself before God, there will have to be life come. Amen. It's got to be the right kind of rod, too, because there was 11 of them laying there that didn't get it. One in a million. Okay? So there's the ark. There's the two tables of stone with the message of the hour. Come on, somebody, with the message of the hour. All right? Then there was the manna that they eat every day. That was their sustaining portion. Now listen, now if you were outside the court and you left it over to the next revival, the Brother Branham said, or to the next camp meeting, come on somebody, or to the next camp meeting, it gets wiggle tails. But when you take this manna right here, they ate it every year. It just stayed in the ark. They'd reach down and get one of them. And that was some, if you read tradition says that's some of the original manna that fell in the wilderness way back when it first started falling. If you'll read your Bible, God tells Moses, gather up a basket full and put it in the Holy of Holies. And it'll never have wiggle tails. I've never read a passage of scripture or a quote that had wiggle tails in it. Amen? I've read in the passage where I had some wiggle tails, but not where God had any wiggle tails. He takes the wiggle tails out when he puts it in the Holy of Holies. You know, I was thinking today, I preached the first sermon I preached in 1998, I believe it was, in November. I took a parallel between Moses, Jesus, Paul, and Brother Branham. If I don't know if you remember it or not. I think Brother Dick's already still got the, or he doesn't, but Sister Gail may still have the video of it. It was back then, it was a VCR. Some of you who don't know what that is, it's a big piece of equipment with a big old thing about that big. You slide it in, and it tapes like this. But anyway, I was thinking today I missed a point. Because here's three correlations with Moses, Paul, and Brother Branham that maybe, Moses, Jesus, Paul, and Brother Branham. Moses was connected to a tent. Jesus was the tent. The prophet of God tells us that he stretched his tent over the people. Paul was a tent maker. And Brother Branham had a dream about a tent, a three-room situation, just as we're talking about. And that's what I believe. I mean, you can believe what you want to about the tent. I don't think it's a physical tent, because a physical tent has never saved anybody. A physical, putting up a tent, has not saved anybody. It's going in that Holy of Holies yourself, in that little room alone with God. And listen, your healing is going to be your salvation. Not just a healing of your infirmities. Yes, God will work that out, but you got to be born again. Amen? So they were all connected with a tent. So there must be something about a tent, because that's what you are. You're a tabernacle. During the Feast of Tabernacles, what do? They build a tent, or they build a shelter out of what? Wood. Wood, sticks. And you sit in that booth. You and God. Alone. In your tabernacle. Or your little tent. Now notice these holy places. Now when you come into the courts, the first was the court, the outer court. Next was the altar where the sacrifice was offered, the brazen altar. Then outside of the brazen altar, there was a veil hung over where it went to the Holy of Holies. And there was the mercy seat. And there were the cherubims. That's what I want to get to in our next lesson. Let's continue on through that. Now, notice, as they entered in, the congregation could come there. Congregation could come there. The priest could stand here. But just the high priest could go in there. Now, he's talking about outer court, inner court, Holy of Holies. Is everybody with me? He's either pointing to something or showing something, because the priest stands here. Many priests stand here. Less priests stand in here, because look, sanctification is not for everybody, especially when you get up to the higher form of sanctification. Amen? Then when you get in the Holy of Holies, listen, there's only a certain amount of people that's born again. Listen, the prophet of God said 8 was saved by water. That didn't type the new birth. That typed the souls that made it up, the foolish virgin that made it through. That went over, what? Over. Right? He said there was one. One, Enoch. God took his tent and took it into another dimension. That's us. One in a million. And he had to be dressed a certain way. A certain garment, had to have a bell and a pomegranate, one to another when he walked. He had to walk a certain way, praise God. As he walked, he played holy, holy unto the Lord. Holy, holy unto the Lord. Those bells and pomegranates ringing together. Holy, holy. Why? He was approaching God. Having the blood of the covenant in his hand, what could you imagine? If that blood, you don't spill it. It's got to be taken and with the finger sprinkled 7 times on that altar. And then, that's when Israel sins. Man, you can't be doing this. You know why if you're doing this? Because your life's not right back there. Come on, somebody. Your life's not right back here if you're doing this up here. Anointed with certain perfumes. His clothes had to be made by Holy Ghost-filled hands. Registered hands makes his clothes. So clothes must have something to do with it. The rose of Sharon, the anointing oil, poured it on his head, and it run all down his beard and then down over, in other words, over his whole body. He was placing the royal perfume, a pomegranate, a bell, take the blood of an innocent lamb. And look, he dares approaching that veil outside. He'd die right where he was standing. So he had to go walking a certain way. And when he went there and offered the blood on the mercy seat once a year, and while he was in there, he was privileged to see the Shekinah glory. When the pillar of fire, the amber light that came down that led the children of Israel, he even smoked up the temple so no one could see it. The glory of the Lord fell till it was all smoked up. And he came in himself and went in behind the veil and settled down. Like I said before, there was nothing going on, and all of a sudden, Brother Branham, he told us how that came. Remember, he said, 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 2 is 4. He said it comes and it accelerates. He said when he comes, there he is, and you're in the presence. Well, that's, God can't do it any other way. He had to be doing it the same way inside there. But you have to be dressed a certain way, walk a certain way, anointed a certain way. He was a special person to go in there. How the congregation must have envied him. You don't have to envy that today. You can go back there with yourself, by yourself. Listen, if you don't make it, do not blame the preacher. Amen. I'll amen that too. Blame yourself. When Jesus died, the temple veil was rent. Not only a high priest, but whosoever will can now have that same anointing of the Shekinah glory and walk a holy life, holy, holy unto the Lord. And approaching the very presence of God, look, what? Through the blood of Jesus Christ, which is now grace, not judgment. Take him, Lord Jesus. Here lays a sick man. He's my brother. He's on deathbed right now to die. I'm approaching you, holy, holy unto the Lord. What for? As a high priest, what for? In behalf of my brother, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. There you are, your daily walk, your daily talk, your daily behavior. Come on. Not at 10 and 2 and 7. Come on. Sounds like a Dr. Pepper commercial. Right. 10, 2, and 6. But at 10, 2, and 7, it's not just what that is. It's 24-7. As the song says, 24-7, 365 days a year. We still have our ups and downs, folks, but we got to start. God told us we got to do this, and he made a way to do it. Amen. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Look, no roots of bitterness. No nothing else. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. As we begin to approach in behalf of our brother, whosoever will may come, anointed, blood in front of him, the blood going before him, playing holy, holy unto the Lord. Now that was the outer courts, the holy place, and the holy of holies. That was God's sanctuary. Where? On earth. Now remember, we told you it was mobile because it didn't stay in one place. It wasn't a statue. It was a stature. And that stature would move. That place, they would take it apart. They would pull those staves out when it was there. And they would put those staves in, turn around, and they would walk that Holy of Holies out. The priest did it, not just the congregation. But now that's not right now. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly to the Ark of the Covenant. All right, now this is what we were talking about last Sunday. Brother Luis was talking about bearing fruit. Well, now that's what we're getting ready to talk about. We're getting ready to talk about bearing fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. And we're going to call them almonds. Okay? We're going to call them almonds. We're going to talk about almond virtue, almond knowledge. Because that's the fruit that tree. Why was it an almond tree? We'll get to that later on. Why wasn't a willow? Why wasn't an oak? We'll not get to it tonight, but we may get to it a little bit later. Just keep digging deep. You'll find something. But look. Let's read number 17. And the Lord spake unto Moses. We know what this is. And I was reading where Brother Branham was talking about it. He said God was separating his people out. And that's pretty much what's happening. Because Dathan and Korah is walking up to Moses saying, hey, they're looking up to you a little bit too much. They need to be over here going to my church. 200 of them, I believe it was 250, actually. And we know what happened to them, so we'll not get into that. Because, listen, God has a provided way. He is a provided person. Brother Branham was the person we have to listen to get the revelation to deliver by fivefold ministry to the people. Not filtered from your own ideas. William Branham, then you, and then some, you understand what I'm saying. Speaking to the children of Israel. But remember, Brother Brown said he preached God's provided way of worship. There is a provided way, and we got to go that way. Because we're human beings. We're humanity. Speaking of the children of Israel, take one of them, every one of them, a rod according to the house of their father. Of all their princes according to the house of their father, 12 rods. We know that's for the 12 tribes. Now remember, where was Aaron from? He was from the tribe of Levi. Everybody with me? So Aaron's was the tribe of Levi. When the stick came up, that was Aaron's rod, and he wrote his name on it, right? Or Moses did, all right? And thou shalt lay them in the tabernacle of the congregation before the testimony. That's called the testimony, because that's a testimony that God was with those people. He was with nobody else. When that thing got stolen and took to another country, remember they put it in the temple with Dagon, and they'd walk in, and Dagon would be smacked on the ground. Set him back up, come back the next day, Dagon was smacked to the ground. Come back the next day, and they said, get that thing out of here. That's kind of like a Christian or a sinner hanging around a Christian. Finally, if they don't become a Christian, they say, get out of here. Leave me alone. Brother Dick says, I think I still got it in my pocket, that their spirit irritates my spirit. I love that. I believe I'm going to quote it again. Bless Brother Dick. Some people will never like you because your spirit irritates their demons. Praise the Lord. And sometimes Brother Dick did irritate us a little bit every once in a while, but that's okay. But it was my demons that it was irritated, I guess. So, and it shall come to pass that the man's rod, whom I shall choose, God shall choose, not Moses. God shall choose, shall blossom. And I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel. In other words, he had heard enough. Whereby they murmur against you. See, they were murmuring to Moses, but remember, who was it that he said, oh, Lord, they're against me. And he said, oh, no, they're not against you, they're against me. Right. All right? And Moses spake unto the children of Israel, and every one of their princes gave him a rod according to their father's house. Now, remember, they were dead sticks. They had been cut off. You know, they had been cut. Dead sticks. And Aaron's rod was among their rods. And Moses laid up the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness. I don't believe Moses turned around and said, oh, I'm going to put Aaron's right over there next to the, right up under the ark. And I'm going to put Issachar and Asher over here on this side. No, I believe he just laid them down. Because God's not that way. He's not partial. He gives everybody a chance. But he knew. And it came to pass on the morrow Moses went to the tabernacle, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded and brought forth buds and bloom blossoms and yielded almonds. Do you know these are almonds? These are not green baby almonds that it produced. It produced edible almonds that day. Amen. These were almonds that were ready to harvest. Right. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. And Moses brought out all the rods from before the Lord unto all the children of Israel. And they looked and took every man his rod. And the Lord said unto Moses, bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony to be kept for a token against the rebels. And thou shalt quite take away their murmuring from me that they die not. So there's the rod. But let's go to Psalms 23. Psalms 23. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For what? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now, a rod is given for authority. All right? Amen. Sepulcher or sepulcher. Not sepulcher like a death place for death, but a sepulcher. Scepter. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Not kill me. They comfort me. Psalms 89, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with a rod. What? With the word, with Jesus Christ. Think of the rod as Christ. That's Christ that was in there. That's his humanity. We're going to see a few minutes from now that he was cut off from the land of the living. He came a dead stick. Amen. And he died a dead stick. But all on resurrection morning, what an almond. Then I will visit their transgression with a rod and their iniquity with stripes. Proverbs 13, verse 24. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him many times. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but what? The rod of correction. He is not talking about an old-fashioned hickory switch. If not, then all the other times that we got whipped with hairbrushes and knives and belts and everything else wasn't scriptural. You had to go get a rod. That's not what he's talking about. The rod of correction. What? The rod, your humanity that has blossomed. How do you correct your children? How's the best way to correct your children? Live the life in front of them. Live the life in front of them. Yeah, we got to holler at them and scream at them and try to smack them every once in a while. But what is better? God smack you like that all the time? No, he gives you a rod of correction. What does he do? He gives you this right here. And you have to take this and put it in your humanity. And if you will, I promise you, this has got life in it. It will bring your old dead stick to life. Don't have to be planted, but what's going to happen after he makes your dead stick come to life? We're going to read it in just a minute. He's going to plant you. Everybody with me? Genesis 2:9, and out of the ground made the Lord God. Now look, we're going all the way back to Genesis. And remember, the prophet of God told us in Genesis 2:7, I didn't bring it, but you ought to know that when God, that Genesis 1:26 man, when he put it in the Adam, the 2:7 man, what did he say? Come on. He said it looked like his toes were roots.
Right.
And he was a tree.
Amen.
Planted in the Garden of Eden. But he was in his humanity, so he could walk around. Symbolism. He came out of the ground. He was what? He was attached or connected to the ground. Everybody with me? He was connected to the ground. But watch this. And out of the ground made God, the Lord God, to grow every tree. What? That was. They were attached. They were attached to the earth. But somewhere that's got to be pulled up. Because we didn't come the way we were supposed to come. We were supposed to come the tree of life. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden. Who did Brother Brown say that was? Jesus Christ. The branch. The rod. But what happened? We turned that down. And we came off the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Amen. Which was also stuck in the ground. Satan is stuck in your ground until you get him out. Isaiah 11:1. I love this because what a promise. And there shall come forth a what? A rod out of the stem of Jesse. In other words, Jesse's lineage. If you'll understand what I'm saying, it was male. It was coming out of him. It was coming forth. It was issued out from Jesse. Do you know who Jesse was? Who was Jesse? Jesse was the son of Ruth and Boaz.
Right. Amen.
David's grandparents. But he's not talking about David here. He's talking about Jesus Christ. So there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall what? Grow out of his roots. So in other words, he's got to come to earth and plant himself in the ground. Listen, Jesus Christ didn't come from this earth.
That's right.
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 He came from his own earth.
Right.
So he was cut off from your earth.
Right.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. You say, oh, that's Jesus. That's you. We know he did all this. We know he came to all this. We know he's a rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. But I thought we were heirs and joint heirs with this guy.
Right.
I thought whatever stick he got, we got. Whatever rod he got, we got. Whatever fruit he got, we got.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
One day y'all might get happy. And the spirit of counsel, look, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. To me, that's the statue of a perfect man. And shall make him what? Quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Some of us don't fit that. Me either. The quick understanding. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. Woman, where are your accusers? Because if you'll go on back in this story just a little while, we didn't go back far enough. We went to Boaz and Ruth. You're going back a little bit further. A generation before that, there was a whore involved.
Right. Right. Right.
Rahab.
Yeah.
Hmm. So you didn't see through these eyes, did we? But we see through God's eyes. The spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, it shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and reprove the equity for the meek of the earth. And look, he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth. The word of God. Listen, the word of God was put in there by God himself. But he put a rod in there. He put a rod in there with the word in that rod. What made that rod bud?
Amen.
The word that was in there made that rod.
Amen.
The word that was in there made that rod bud.
Amen.
The word that was in you makes your rod bud. He shall might. Look, the saints will judge the earth. Listen, if you don't get anything from this sermon, that rod was you. Surely it was Jesus Christ, but look, he was cut off. He was cut off. So he could die. Believe that? Let's read. Isaiah 53. This is, but if this don't stir you. If this don't stir you up. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up. Now wait a minute. Grow up means he was planted somewhere. This tree didn't grow up at first. It was growing. Everybody with me? It was growing, but it got cut off. That means it died. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. In other words, he had to come down here, come through the womb of a woman, and be planted on this earth. Because that's the way you came. You were planted here by your mama and your daddy. Everybody with me? So he had to be planted, the rod out of the stem of Jesse. Humanity, genealogy, he had to come that way through a male, not through Joseph, through God, who is a male. Everybody with me? Remember Brother Brown said? He said, if you're born of a woman, you'll die. He said, if you're born of a man, you'll live. Come on, somebody. If you're born of a woman, you'll die. If you're born of a man, you'll live. And he shall grow up before him as a what? A tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He had no form or comeliness. He probably wasn't the prettiest rod or stick or tree in Nazareth. Did any good thing come out of Nazareth? That looks kind of crooked. I don't see anything I like about that. When we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. The most beautiful thing that man ever done is not make a nice picture of himself. It's was he died. The most horrible death anybody ever died. That's the most beautiful thing that ever happened on the face of the earth. And it happened on the earth. Because he was planted in the earth, but he had to be plucked out. Listen, I'll show you right here. As a root out of dry ground, he hath no form or comeliness. And when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men. Listen, we love the heirs and joint heirs. Woo! But that's you too. You got to bear this. You'll be despised and rejected of men. You'll be a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised. And we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our grief. He became an ugly stick so you could be a pretty one. Amen. You can sit there and look at me all you want to, but there's still to be something stirring in your soul. Amen. Because this is you guys. I know we're talking about Jesus Christ. You know what this is talking about, but that's you. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God. I'm sure. The high priest stood there and said, he's being tormented by God for the way he is. Because we have God as our father. Who is this guy? Oh, just they didn't know that he was that rod that came out of the stem of Jesse. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we are like sheep have gone astray. We're in that outer court just running everywhere. We have turned everyone to his own way. Boy, isn't that Laodicea? My way or the highway. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed. This depresses me to say this. He was oppressed. He was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. Bless God, I'll get him. No. He knew his word would. Amen. And if that rod of judgment, it's not Jesus Christ, it's you. The saints will what? Judge the earth. By what? By the rod of correction. Amen. That rod you are. That's why, Brother Luis, I couldn't get away from this rod, man. I just could not get away from it. Because it's you. It's not just a dead stick that was laying in an ark. Amen. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Look, and who shall, I preached on this many times. Who shall declare his generation? With a tree that's planted, there's a genealogy. Right. Almonds, ground, tree, almonds. Ground, tree, almonds. Ground, tree, almonds. Not so with this man. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off.
Amen.
He was made a dead stick. He was made a dead rod.
Amen.
But oh, when it got put in the ground.
Amen.
On Easter morning. What a resurrection that was. But what a resurrection this is. Almonds were blooming. Almonds were being born. The fruit of the Spirit walked out and said, all heaven and earth, all power has been given unto me. I'm not a dead stick anymore. I'm alive. And I'm here to plant these people back in the ground. Because everybody has come through a woman has died.
Amen.
Folks, my blood pressure was 145 over almost 90 a little while ago. But I'm feeling good right now.
Amen.
Who shall declare his generation? I will.
Amen.
Plant me, Lord.
Amen.
Just plant me. I come unplanted. I come uprooted. I come cut off. I couldn't get back to you, so you came cut off. You came smitten, afflicted, whacked off, despised. Hey, listen. Come on. We love beautiful branches and trees, and right? We love. Well, I don't like crepe myrtle. I don't like them at all. Never mind. Let's find roses. Roses are good. Crepe myrtles are horrible. Thank you, sister. They poop everywhere. But anyway, but it's the plan of God. Okay, so it's okay. But you see, now walk through a garden. It's all life stuff, right? All beautiful. But when you went to God's garden that morning before the resurrection, everything was dead. There was just sticks sticking up. But that was the most beautiful thing because he was getting to resurrect, coming to resurrect, and he was going to resurrect you and me. Take you out of the earth you were planted in, the earth that you had nothing to do with, but you had to come that way. You had to come planted into the ground. But being planted in the ground, though, when you come to the age of accountability, you got cut off. You got cut off from God. You became that dry stick, that dry rod. And there's no way you can get that back. Listen, if you take one and cut it off and graft it, it's got to be alive. But you can't take a dead stick and graft it to a live tree.
Right.
Yeah. Won't grow because what? There's no life.
Right.
You had no life.
That's right, brother.
You were a dead stick.
Right.
Sticking up in humanity.
Right.
He was cut off out of the land of the living. He came here planted. You know what happened? Man cut him off. Man cut him off. The greatest religious people in the world cut him off. They hewed him down. They put him on a tree and said, we'll get rid of this guy. Oh, he's dead now. Let's make sure. Let's roll that big stone. They could have put Stone Mountain and all the Rocky Mountains together on top of that grave, and that would not have held that man because he had life.
Amen.
For the transgression of my people was he stricken. He was cut down for me and you because he knew you were cut down. And if you're his, you're going to have to be planted. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. Because he hath done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. What a man. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Why? Because he could see his seed. You.
Amen.
when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper. He must have planted this somewhere. A dead stick does not prosper. What I do with that stick? Did I put it back? All right, we'll leave him in there. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Look, he shall see the travail of his soul. What? That's where the life of the plant is. It's in the soul. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. This is good. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify. Wade Dale. For he shall bear Wade Dale's iniquity. Because I was born a dead stick. A dead rod. No way back. Couldn't bring forth fruit. You can't get fruit out of a dead branch. John 12, verse 23. Now watch him prove what he's going to do. And Jesus answered and said, the hour has come that the Son of Man, this is the hour that the Son of Man is to be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, can't do that naturally. It's got to have some life in it. It bringeth forth much fruit. On the day of Pentecost was 120 little almonds. Then 3,000 little almonds came budding. God started planting them because what? This is the promise of God, folks. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted. Planted. To bring forth life. Planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. You and I are bringing forth fruit in this season. Amen. A measure of faith. Faith for the time this all fits together. That bringing forth his fruit in due season, his leaves shall also not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but they are like chaff. What is chaff? Chaff is something that's been cut down. Amen? They're coming to a time where they're going to be harvested. Which the wind of doctrine, driveth away. Matthew 15, verse 13 says, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Romans 6, verse 4. Therefore we are buried with him in baptism. We read this in the baptism. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been what? Planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. A dead stick did not walk out of that grave. He was fixing to bear almonds. 11 days later, he started bearing almonds. Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and said, have you took of this tree yet? Have you eaten these almonds that we got? Have you partook of this Holy Ghost? We shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Let's read a few quotes, if you don't mind, just for a minute. 1955, A Hidden Life. You ought to read this or listen to this message. In this same place, we don't have much time because I got to hurry, but just for another thought, in this same place they put Aaron's rod to make a decision who God had chosen and who he hadn't. Are you with me? And that rod that was a dead stick in one night's time at an altar somewhere in Lula, Georgia, or anywhere you come from, there was a decision made. In one night's time came to life, brought buds, brought flowers, brought almonds. If both come to life, brought blossoms, yield fruit, a very typical pattern of the sinner being brought to God into the holy place. Remember that rod. Watch this. This is where I got this from. Remember that rod passed over every one of those other elements. Right? The laver, the brazen altar. Aaron had to carry it right by them. Goes into the holy place, and there's some pretty good stuff in there. Sanctification, you know, getting clean, set aside for service. You got the candlesticks, you got the shewbread, you got the altar of incense. Didn't bloom a thing. Had to get in the right place. Had to get to the Holy of Holies. See, that's the problem. That's the problem with the foolish virgin. They stop at this court. They got their rod, but it's dead. Because remember, without the Holy Ghost, you're dead. So they didn't get the Holy Ghost. They got in a position, but they didn't go all the way in. If they'd went all the way in, their rod would have started budding. Everybody with me on this? It never came to life. When that rod passed every one of those other elements, it got inside the holy place, still dead. Remember, the holy place is the second, not the Holy of Holies, the second one, all right? Sanctification. Good place to be, bad place to what? Stay. It never came to life when they first brought it in there. That's the reason the Holy Spirit watched you since you received the Holy Ghost. See your attitude toward His kingdom. Wow. If it's been selfish motive, if the things that you've thought of has been in furthering a denomination, boy, or if it's doing further, better you, your position, if it's to make you a man, let me, I prayed for that person and I thought God get the glory. I'm just reading what Brother Brown said. If you want to better your position, better you, if it's to make you a man looked up to in the world, if it's to build you a big church somewhere, Bob, build you a kingdom. There's a story behind that. Bob sent us up. You that sent us where that preacher was, denominational preacher, he was letting them people in the back have it, you know, how they were building their own kingdom. Boy, he was tearing them up on YouTube. So we talking about building kingdoms. But look, build you a big church somewhere. Or some popularity. Or some other thing outside of increasing or in bettering the kingdom of God, brother. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. Now, when that old dead rod was brought in there and laid in the presence of God himself, what happened? It budded. It blossomed. It yielded fruit, showing that we were born in other words, born in sin. That rod was off of an almond tree. And when it was cut off, it died. You and I were cut off. We died. But when a man was cut off from God, he died spiritually. But once brought into the place of God, before the presence of God, he comes to life and yields life, yields fruit, yields blossom, yields fruit. Power of Decision, 1955. Put Aaron's rod in there, old dead almond tree. But as it went under the Shekinah glory, everything it was restored again. Back to that Genesis 1:26. Back to the Garden of Eden. That's the way a sinner is when he goes under the Shekinah glory of the Holy Spirit. The veils drop behind him. Everything that he ought to have been, a son of God, blooms out in him again. Let's stand our feet. I could keep on going, but we'll stop right there. I'll read this one. Musicians, come on. They took Aaron's rod and laid Aaron's rod in the presence of this holy place. And when they did, in one night's time, it budded, blossomed, yielded almonds. In one night's time. Think of it. In the presence of God, this old dead rod. This old dead rod. Lying there in the presence of God, budded, blossomed, yielded almonds in one night. What was it then? What kind of a rod was it? It was an almond tree rod. That's what he'd taken it from. The stick was off of an almond tree. And you are a stick some kind. You didn't think I got this just out of my own head. I had a quote for it. The stick was off of an old almond tree, and you are a stick some kind. And you was taken off the branch of humanity. which was God's created son in the beginning. You may be fallen, dead, alienated from God, but by that in creation, you were created to be a son of God. You were created to be an almond tree, but you got cut off. So God had to come down here and get cut off for you. You may be fallen, dead, alienated from God, but by that in creation, you were created to be a son of God. You may bounce around and be respected and honored out here in the courts. But if you ever get in that glorious place and hide away with God, you'll yield what you're supposed to do. Little church, let it out. Amen. Yield what you're supposed to yield. All of us are going to anyway. Amen. All of us are. God bless you. Let's sing a song. There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Full of victory when there's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power. There's life. There's life that'll come into that old dead stick if you'll just let him. In the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleaning to Calvary's time. There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, power in the precious blood of the Lamb
that you gave all Christians, Lord, to believe in your name, and demons will flee. So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that rod that came out of the stem of Jesse, the one that died at Calvary for our sins, and you resurrected, Lord, on Easter morning, Lord, to give us eternal life. You also, Lord, took stripes for our body. So our brother, Lord, the body needs to be healed, Father. So in your precious name we pray, Lord, to heal our brother's body, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen. Amen. You good?
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing?
And we don't have to know what they're given for, Lord, but as they're placed wherever they need to be, Lord, may the anointing power of the Holy Ghost take over, Father, and drive out whatever that needs to be driven out, or give whatever needs to be given. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood.
Sing that chorus one more time.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Just remember, as we're traveling tomorrow, and Brother Bob and his family's taking off, come on to church. We're going to have church. Amen. There'll be some good preachers here. Amen. Amen. We got a stable full of them. Right. We're just going to move them over and put them in the first stall. Right. All right? And I'm sure they'll give you a good race. Amen. Amen. Just listen to the Word of God. The Word of God is sharper and more powerful than a two-edged sword. It's more powerful than anything this earth has. Atomic bombs, whatever kind of bombs they got, nah. What you got inside of you is greater than that. But you know what? It's going to resurrect. If it goes away, it's going to resurrect. And it's going to bring your old body with it and change it. and we're going to go into another dimension. And they can fight all they want to with this ground they want to down here. That's fine with me. Because you know what? God's going to clean it off, Brother John. And we're going to come back here. We're not going to have to clean it off. We're not going to come down here with bulldozers and backhoes and all that. Nope, God's just going to say, man, you don't like you and you don't like you, so start pushing buttons. And they just start pushing buttons. Then all that blows up, and we just walk right back in here. And then it gets cleaned off later. God cleans it off with holy fire. And boy, that evaporates it back to the Garden of Eden. And that's what's going to happen. The Garden of Eden is going to settle right here on earth. And these old dead sticks are going to live eternally in a place where you'll never see another dead stick. You'll never see something laying on the ground, a stick that somebody had knocked over or somebody that didn't plant something right. No, it's all going to be life. Let's have a little bit of it now. Have a little life. Amen? Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, thank you for this day that you give us. We pray that what we've said has been pleasing to you, Lord. We pray that all of us will come into this Shekinah glory. And Lord, we feel your presence, Father, and know that the high priest did maybe thousands of years ago, but now every person in this building, from a child up to the oldest person, can feel that same Shekinah. Lord, it's a glory that drugs can't give, ball games can't give, nothing in this world can give except you. Father, just be with us in our journey, Lord. May you be with us as the wheels turn, Lord, that you'll keep us safe, all of us that are traveling, ones that are staying here. Lord, we pray that you'd be with us in our body, Lord, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Forgive us of our sins. Lord, that we can be, Lord, able to live our life as human beings, Lord, but have you as that Shekinah glory, not around us, not on top of us, but in us, showing the light. Our rod tonight, I pray there's no dead sticks leave this place. There's no dead rods that will all bloom and blossom and bring forth fruit, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, and brotherly kindness. Father, just be with us, Lord. Be with the ones that are going to be preaching this Sunday. Take care of them and be with them, Lord, as we come back together with you, Lord. Be with Brother Landland as he comes to us next Wednesday night, and Brother William, Lord, the week after that. Just put something on our heart that we need, something that we can digest, Lord, and that we can become a tree planted by the rivers of living water. Father, thank you for this day. Just be with us now. Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed. God bless you.
Would you be free from...